The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The leftists are completely split right now. You have one half, like Joe Scarsborough, who's decided to kiss the ring of Donald Trump, and the other half who are actually freaking out. John Oliver is the latest leftist comedian to absolutely freak out about Donald Trump's impending presidency. It's fun to watch. Here it is.
I am not saying the campaign didn't make mistakes, but the reasons why specific groups vote the way they do in elections tend to be something you can only puzzle out later once all the data comes in. And the tactical decisions by the Harris campaign will, I'm sure, be picked apart endlessly, but it is telling how quickly some are jumping to predetermined conclusions that don't match the campaign that just wrapped up. For instance, some Democrats are loudly claiming the party needs to move to the center, with New York Congressman Tom Suozzi arguing the Democrats have to stop pandering to the far left, citing trans rights as an example, saying, I don't want to discriminate against anybody, but I don't think biological boys should be playing in girls' sports. And a few things about that. First, if what you want is a centrist campaign that's quiet on trans issues, tough on the border, distances itself from Palestinians, talks a lot about law and order, and reaches out to moderate Republicans, that candidate existed, and she just lost. Guess how many trans speakers there were at the DNC? I'll give you a hint. It is a very round number.
I have to pause it there before I play the rest. And I got to say this. He is right that Kamala Harris did not run a super radical campaign because, heck, she stole about half of Trump's policies and then pawned them off as her own throughout this. I mean, she was talking about things that she's never believed before. And as I've talked about, I think that shows that Trump was the moderate candidate, because if she's stealing policies from him, it shows where the American people actually are. So in terms of the campaign run, John Oliver's right. But here's what John Oliver and Democrats do not understand. They cannot understand it. I don't know why they don't understand it. It's that Americans do not believe Kamala Harris at all. Because it is one thing to say something, and it's one thing to do something. And Americans looked at Kamala Harris, and they looked at her track record as a DA, as a senator, and they as a VP, and they said, yeah, I don't believe you. You didn't do any of those things before. You're the VP right now, and you're not doing those things. Why would I believe you? And that's something that John Oliver cannot understand. He just thinks, oh, because Kamala Harris said some things over the last 2 months, people are going to believe it. They didn't believe Kamala Harris at all. They saw through the policies, those brand new policies, and knew that they were lies because they remembered. They remembered when she talked about banning fracking, not 10 years ago, not 20 years ago, 4 years ago. Look, if you want to come out and say, I thought one thing, I've realized I'm wrong, I'm switching. Good with me. But Kamala Harris comes out, bans. She says she wants to ban fracking. She supports funding illegal immigrant sex change. What? And then she's interviewed and someone asks her, hey, what would you do differently than Joe Biden? Oh, nothing. Or, oh, you seem to have changed your positions. Why is that? Oh, no, my values haven't changed. Okay, so clearly people saw through that. And again, it's not the Harris campaign that wasn't moderate. You could say it was. It's Harris and the Democrats are not moderate. And fortunately, Americans saw through that. So with that, more from the manic man, John Oliver himself.
Also, I'm not sure how you reach out to moderate Republicans more than appearing with Liz Cheney multiple times, unless you literally dig up Henry Kissinger's corpse and prop it up at a rally in Michigan as Katy Perry sings Rolling in the Deep. It's okay not to have the range for a song, Katy. And finally, regarding youth sports, there were a lot of attack ads on that one issue. And it was frustrating to see the Harris campaign fail to formulate a response, especially because it's pretty easy to do. Watch, I'll do it for you right now. As we've discussed before, there are vanishingly few trans girls competing in high schools anywhere. Even if there were more, trans kids, like all kids, vary in athletic ability, and there is no evidence they pose any threat to safety or fairness. It is very weird for you to be so focused on this subject. And finally, if you genuinely want to address the biggest concern for most girls who play high school sports, you'd be less worried about this and more about the creepy assistant volleyball coach who keeps liking their posts on Instagram.
Oh, honey, sweetie baby, you think, I'm speaking to John Oliver right now, you think Liz Cheney was reaching out to Republicans? Really? Look, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat. I understand how Democrats think. If tomorrow Tulsi Gabbard decided she wanted to become a Democrat again, do I think that Democrats would enjoy having Tulsi Gabbard speak to them? No, because I'm not an idiot, because I know they don't like Tulsi Gabbard anymore. It's the same thing for this. John Oliver, that's cute, honestly. He thought that Liz Cheney was going to convince Republicans to vote for Kamala Harris. John Oliver, Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney, Republicans hate them because they look at the Iraq war and they think to themselves, never again. That was neocon crap that happened in the early century. We're done with that. That is not the Republican Party. If anything, that is the largest thing that has changed about the Republican Party since Trump got in office. As we looked at this foreign policy, we said, wow, that rocked. We want that again. Obviously, 2021 to now sucked. You literally have American missiles going into Russia today. That's a video for another day. And they're basically stunned that Liz Cheney, the person who is doing the same things, that wants to do the same things, as we're done forever, that Republicans hate, didn't appeal to Republican voters. They are so out of touch, you guys. Also, you'll notice that John Oliver went through this classic Democrat cycle that they go through every time. This is, he did it on the trans sports issue. This is how the cycle goes. It isn't really happening. Then, okay, it happens sometimes. And then, why do you care so much? Every time. He ended with the why do you care so much. If it's not happening, then I don't care. So by you asking that question, it shows it is. It completely invalidates. It's for, like, you can have one of those things. But you can't have multiple because they completely invalidate themselves. Why do I care so much? Let me think for a second. If you guys didn't know, I'm expecting a daughter in May. I'm just thinking about my daughter one day. Would I like her to play sports? Yeah, I'd like her to play sports. Do I want it to be just a normal thing for my daughter to be in a locker room and have a schlong out next to her? Yeah, no, I don't. If my daughter's playing volleyball, for instance, do I want a grown man swatting a volleyball into her face? No, I don't. For several reasons. For physical reasons, for mental reasons. I want her to succeed in volleyball. I'm sorry if she's playing against a man. She's not going to do well. But Democrats go through this cycle. It's this cycle that they go through every single time with every single issue. And this time with the election, their luck has run out. And I think what stuns me is I wasn't sure America would catch on and they would see through it. I've talked about it a lot, but I'm sorry, Americans do believe some stupid crap sometimes. I mean, that's evident by the fact that 48% of America voted for Kamala Harris. But they saw through it this time because you see that Democrat cycle enough, you realize, oh, it's all BS. And John Oliver is such a liar because he looks at you and he thinks you're stupid. When in fact, it's John Oliver that's stupid because he cannot understand why him looking at you and hating you turned you off from voting for Democrats. Luckily, America, you figured it out this time. You pissed John Oliver off as well as a side quest, so well done. I want to talk to you guys about a partner of the show that I've gotten overwhelmingly positive feedback about. I'm talking about Caliber. If you've been my viewer before, you heard him before, but if you haven't, you need to listen up. When it comes to protection in the bedroom, men, you are not settling for your best. One size fits all does not, in fact, actually fit all. It doesn't inspire confidence. It's not actually going to give you the protection that you desire. That's why I partner with Caliber, because with Caliber, they have six sizes to choose from, not just one size fits all. And they make it easy to start with a find your size sampler. For a limited time, for my viewers, you will get a $50 gift card with a first-time purchase, and they have a money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to you. I would say that for something this important, you should splurge, but you don't actually have to splurge with this because it's a great price already, and you get a great product. There are thousands of customers who are improving their sexual fitness with Caliber. Join them today with the link in my description below and get that Find Your Size sampler to start. The Trump excitement is real right now, guys, and Trump's team just released this awesome video of what is to come. Here it is.
We can now officially project that Donald Trump will become the 47th president of the United States. He will be going back to the White House.
Fight for you, for your family, and your future with every breath in my body. We're never going to stop fighting for you, for your dreams, for the future of your children. We're going to lead the greatest comeback in American history under Donald Trump's leadership.
God spared my life for a reason. To restore America to greatness. Together we can truly make America great again.
Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.